I want to talk more now about something Sheila discussed in the last hour of her programme. New measures from the Home Office to tackle stalking in England and Wales. The idea is to stop stalkers from approaching their victims and give courts more power to act quickly. Rachel Horman chairs Paladin, a national stalking advocacy service. She's also a solicitor, and you have fears that these measures might be counterproductive. Welcome to the programme. What do you think?
Thank you. Yes, I mean, I do welcome the introduction of them. I think they could be an excellent tool. My concern is that these orders become used by the police instead of charges. And if that was to happen, that would be a real problem. There are very few stalking charges. As it is, most stalkers get away with it. And what we really need to see is when people report it to the police, as they are increasingly doing, that the police investigate it properly, take it seriously, and that there are criminal charges and convictions, because these orders will not produce criminal convictions or criminal records, and therefore victims will still be at risk.
So what do these stalking protection orders entail?
They are civil orders designed to keep a stalker away from a victim. They last at least 2 years, which is great. But like I say, it doesn't give the perpetrator a criminal record. You know, they aren't criminal orders. The only way that you could get a criminal record would be by breaking one of the orders. The maximum sentence for breaking an order is 5 years, but the maximum sentence for being convicted of stalking is 10 years. And that's what we need to see, more charges in relation to stalking. And that still isn't happening, unfortunately. The police seem not to be taking that seriously.
And do you fear that the hard-pressed police forces might, with the best will in the world, trying to protect the victim, slap these stalking protection orders on people to protect the victim, but the criminal sort of gets away with it?
Yes, I feel as though, you know, with resources, etc. And stalking cases can take some time to investigate. I'm concerned that the police, having got one of these, think that job's done, and don't follow through with the rest of it. And the other part of it actually is the most important bit. Stalking is about people who are obsessed and fixated. And having a piece of paper saying, stay away from this woman, I don't think, you know, is likely to be adhered to. And the only way many victims will be safe is when the stalker is actually locked up behind bars. And that's what a criminal conviction of stalking can do.
Sheila, in her programme, heard all sorts of quite horrifying tales. I remember interviewing a woman who was a victim of stalking over several years, and it grew and got worse. The man ended up in her home, and eventually, thank heavens, she was saved, and he went to prison, but was able, on a regular basis, to stalk her from prison. He could write to her from prison, and no matter what they did, it couldn't be stopped, which seems shocking.
Well, clearly it can be stopped, but that is not uncommon, unfortunately. I hear of many cases where victims continue to be stalked from prison, but that's the level of obsession and fixation we're talking about. And when you think about it in those terms, a piece of paper, an order, is not going to be sufficient. And even behind bars, they're still trying the best to carry on. But things can be done to prevent people from communicating from prison. Again, if it's taken seriously, but often I think people don't see how significant it is, and that stalking can lead to rape and homicide. And that happens too often due to the police not taking it seriously in the beginning.
Thank you. Rachel Horman, who chairs Paladin, a national stalking advocacy service. Now let's...